on your knee as you blessed them, as you blessed me. We are closer than the leper you touched fearlessly, as you cleansed him, as you cleansed me. We are closer than the 12 in the upper room, closer than the women at the empty tomb, closer than Thomas with his hand in your scars, closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am inside.
At the very beginning of the story of humanity, the Bible says that Adam and Eve walked with God in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. They heard his voice and talked with each other. They had intimate friendship and conversation with him. That is what we lost. And that is what Jesus died to get back for us. Fast forward to the very end of the story of human history and the world, on the last page of the Bible, where will we be and what will we be doing? It says we will live with God in a new earth, a renewed creation, and he will personally wipe away every tear from our eyes. We will see God. We will hear him, and we will have intimate friendship and conversation with him again, because that is what Jesus died to get back for us. So that's the beginning of the story, and it's awesome. And that's the end of the story, and it's awesome too. But what about right now, in the middle of the story? Do we need to wait for the end of the story before we can have intimate friendship conversations with Jesus and hear his voice? Absolutely not. The reason he gave us his Holy Spirit is so we can begin to have that kind of intimacy with him right now. Breaking through into this tough world where we live now in the middle of the story. And that is what this podcast is all about. So if you would like to go through this day feeling like Jesus is hugging you, this is the podcast for you. I called it the Encounter Jesus podcast, but I could have called it the Feel Like Jesus is Hugging You podcast. Because guess what? He is. Lord, I pray for the person listening to this right now. And I ask you that they would feel you reaching for them. I ask they would know that you are letting them listen to this right now because you are there loving them and wanting to touch them and show them your love and closeness, your comfort, and your intimate friendship even more today than ever before. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. To approach this by talking about the opposite of walking with God and sharing our hearts with each other like we're in the Garden of Eden, and instead talk about how to have a really boring prayer meeting. I don't know about you. Have you ever been to a really boring prayer meeting? I have. I've been to enough of them that if you've never been to one, I can tell you how to do it. You need to gather a bunch of people together and immediately start to talk to each other about your problems. but don't share the really deep, vulnerable problems in your hearts, because that might not be boring. Share external, superficial problems like with health or travel or jobs. And then share other people's problems too. Share all your relatives' problems and then all your friends' problems. Then you can do all your relatives' friends' problems and all your friends' relatives' problems until you just feel overwhelmed that there are so many problems in the world. And after you talk about problems for 2 or 3 hours, say, whoops, we're almost out of time. We need to pray. And praying just means you first address God and then you repeat all the problems that you've just listed to one another. So you have to listen to all of the problems twice. Or if you've done a really good job talking about problems, you might even say, yikes, we're out of time. God, you heard all the problems. Please help with them all. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you do it right, you will leave feeling really depressed, as if you just had a meeting with all of the problems in the world instead of a meeting with God. But actually, prayer is a meeting with God. And meeting with God could never be boring. So now I invite you to do a thought experiment with me and imagine the boring prayer meetings that you've been to or the one I just told you about and think, what would we have done differently if we had been able to see with our physical eyes that Jesus was there at the meeting with us? If we had seen Jesus sitting there on the sofa in that room with us. I'm not trying to make any rules. Simply as a natural reaction to seeing Jesus with you, what would we do? Would we ignore him and talk to each other about our problems for 3 hours? I don't think so. I imagine that first we would come in, see him, and we would just fall on our faces at his feet, holding onto his ankles and crying all over his feet and just weeping with relief and saying, Lord, you're here. And maybe that's all we would do for the whole time. And if so, that would be an amazing, not boring prayer meeting. And it would be a very biblical one, too. Because in the Bible, when people realized who Jesus really was, they did things like that. They fell at his feet and washed his feet with their tears and wiped them with their hair. But I can think of a few other things that might happen, too. We might actually begin to feel some negative feelings if we could see Jesus seeing us, like guilty or ashamed about something. We would immediately realize we needed to confess that thing to him and ask his forgiveness. And we would start repenting of all of our sins and begging him to forgive us. It's interesting to me that in testimonies of where revival has broken out, that often starts happening. So maybe we'd just have a repentance and forgiveness prayer meeting. And if we did, that wouldn't be boring either. And we certainly might start asking Jesus for help. And if we did, that would be totally fine and wonderful because he loves it when we ask him for help. But I think it would be different. I think we would really quickly get really real and start asking him for help with the deepest needs in our hearts. And I also think we would ask with such great faith. I can imagine saying, oh Lord, I have this problem, but now that you're here, I just know you're gonna fix it. But the biggest difference, I imagine, is that I don't think we would talk the whole time. I think we'd start asking him questions and wanting to listen to him. We'd ask, Lord, What do you want to say? Lord, what are you thinking? We're having a prayer meeting here. What do you want us to pray for? What do you want us to do? What amazing prayer meetings we would have if we could only see Jesus. And isn't it such a pity that we can't? But then again, what did Jesus himself say about this? Because Jesus' first disciples did get to see him every day with their physical eyeballs. And then one day Jesus says, okay guys, now I'm going to be killed. Then I'm going to rise from the dead. And then I'm going to go back up to my Father in heaven. And of course they're devastated. They're thinking, he's leaving us? What will we do now? So Jesus is trying to comfort them and he says, this is John 16:7. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away. Because if I don't, the Helper, Comforter, the Holy Spirit, won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. So Jesus was saying that while we are in this world, in the middle of the story, to meet with God through the Holy Spirit is better than just being able to physically see Jesus would be. And my heart cries, how? How? How can meeting with God through the Holy Spirit be that good? How can I experience God through this Helper Comforter the way Jesus wanted me to? I am still very much in the process of learning and discovering the answer to that question. But seeking God on this point has been changing me. A transformation has been happening in my own life where prayer has been changing from a boring chore that I have to do to be a good Christian to become one of the most exciting parts of my day that I really am looking forward to all day long. And a more recent transformation has been that this has even been happening when I am praying for other people's problems or for some of the really big problems in the whole world. It has still felt like a meeting with Jesus that I look forward to all day long. So I want to share with you this journey that I'm on. Some of what I'll share will come right out of the Bible. Some will be from my experiences of trying to put the Bible into practice, my experiences of walking and talking with Jesus, and some will be from the experiences of other people and their teaching that I found the most helpful in my own life. And I want to share my journey with you as I go along because what I'm hoping is we all grow into experiencing the reality of Jesus with us as more real than any other reality in our lives. So that's where we're going. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. So today I want to leave you with a question. If you could physically see Jesus with you where you are right now, in your room or in your car, wherever you are, how would you respond to him? And what would it look like for you to respond to him that way right now?
Closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am inside of you and you are inside of me.